G-36, Gravesen Hotel, Buenos Aires, Argentina. After a day marked by a level of incomprehension and helplessness she had never before experienced, even in the darkest days in the aftermath of the IDA leak and during Il Diavolo's approach, Valerie Slater tried not to tempt fate by wondering how things could get much worse. Being confined to a private section of the Gravesen Hotel's underground safe zone, a glorified basement, was the icing on the worst cake she'd ever had thrown in her face and only served to amplify everything. Her own security agents were working alongside the ICAs and the local police to sweep an undisclosed area of the hotel that had supposedly been mentioned in a credible threat called in shortly after Godfrey's disappearance from his podium, and she was starting to impatiently wonder how much longer this could reasonably take. Night had almost turned to morning, and still there was no meaningful update. Slater, having survived a close call when only Dan McCarthy and a timely intervention from the messengers had disrupted a previous plan by the terroristic Geosov group to take her and the Japanese Prime Minister hostage at this very same hotel, certainly understood the need for thoroughness. But this didn't make it any easier. Slater was far too concerned about Godfrey to worry much about her own security, but very much in terms of what anything bad happening to him would have done for global stability, rather than out of any personal concern. Calling Emma McCarthy, whose video statement made it seem to Slater like she quite possibly knew more than she was letting on, was unfortunately impossible in the present circumstances, given that Slater wasn't being left alone for a second, and the kind of conversation she wanted to have with Emma wasn't one she wanted any security agents, or indeed anyone else at all, to be in on. Once considered the most powerful leader in the world, President Slater felt now as though her position meant less and less with each passing alien-related crisis. She didn't consciously blame the McCarthys or the messengers for any of this, but it was increasingly difficult not to curse their names in moments of acute frustration when she considered how different everything would be if certain genies had never been released from their age-old bottles. Today, if Valerie Slater had been able to make a unilateral decision to permanently cut off all future contact with intelligent extraterrestrials, she would have done so in an instant. This wasn't something she could say out loud, of course, but the feeling was certainly there.